Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters in Christ.
Hallelujah. 在这里向各位弟兄姐妹们，主里的弟兄姐妹们问安。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is heart of stone and heart of flesh.
今天与大家所分享的就是实心与肉心。
While we are all sitting here, breathing, seeing, and feeling.
我们坐在这边都正在呼吸，正在看。也有感觉。
Even though you may not notice, even though you are sitting still,
虽然你是在那边静静的坐着
，but your heart is working very hard to keep you alive.
可是你可能会不察觉，其实你的心正在很努力的在工作，是因为要让你继续活着。
If you don't believe, you can try to touch your heart.
如果你不相信，你可以把你的手就放在你这个心胸那边。
You can start to feel it.
那你就会感觉到。
Well, seldom we don't touch our heart unless you have chest pain.
我们很少用我们的手去摸我们的心，除非当我们觉得这个心口痛，我们才会这样子做。
But you really touch it.
那如果你真的把你的手放在你的这个心上
，You feel it pumping.
你会发现你的心正在跳动。
So that all the blood circulating.
为什么这样子呢？就是因为要让你的整身的血液循环。
Can you imagine?
我们试想一下
，If the heart that you're having right now is made of stone，
如果今天你这颗心是用石头做的
，What will happen？
那将会发生什么事情
？Of course, impossible。
当然是不可能的。
But if your heart is a stone，
如果你的心是石做的
，And of course, you immediately you die。
那肯定你就即刻会死亡。
It will not work，
因为它不能够继续操作。
But spiritually speaking, it is possible。
可是从属灵的角度来看呢，它是可能的。
If your heart is made of stone，
如果你的心是由石头来做的
，That is to figuratively speaking that you have no emotion or you're very hard。
就是说代表说你是没有感情，而且是没有
没有 feeling 的。
没有感情，没有这个感觉的。
You go to the park, you go to everywhere, you see stones。
那你去公园去很多地方看到有这些石头。
You talk to a stone, it will not reply to you.
如果你跟石头说话，它是不会回答你的。
You sing to a stone, it will not smile to you.
如果你向石头唱歌，它也不会向你微笑。
You rebuke a stone, it will have no feeling to you.
如果你斥责石头，它也不会感觉的怎么样。
Because a stone has no life and has no feeling.
因为石头是没有生命的，是没有感情的。
It's very hard and nobody can change it and go into it.
是很硬的，很僵硬的，是没有人可以进去里面的。
The Bible used the term the heart of stone to describe a person's attitude towards God.
那圣经用实心来描述某些人对于神的态度。
Even though God is invisible.
虽然神是我们肉眼看不到的。
But God's love and God's presence can be felt everywhere.
可是神的爱，神的存在，是我们无时无刻、无处都可以感觉到的。
Look at the flowers.
我们如果看这些花朵
，Why so beautiful？
为什么花朵是这么的漂亮呢
？Why the flowers outside blooming？
为什么外面的花朵正在盛开呢
？Why in the whole universe, there's only Earth, this place can have life？
为什么在整个宇宙里面只有这个地球才有生命呢
？If you really think about it，
如果我们真正的去这样子来想一想
，You can feel God's love，
我们就会感觉到神的爱。
About your existence，
关于我们自己的存在
，It's God's love，
就是神的爱。
But some people in the Old Testament。It recorded some people have no feeling towards God.
可是在旧约圣经里面却记载，有些人他们对于神是完全没有感觉的。
No matter what God said,
无论神说什么。
No matter what God done to them,
无论神在他们身上做了什么。
They have no reaction.
他们都会没有反应。
Who are they?
这些人是谁呢
？They are not the Gentiles.
他们并不是外邦人。
They were the chosen people of God in the Old Testament time.
反而是在旧约里面神的选民。
They were the Israelites.
他们是以色列人。
They had everything that God gave them.
他们拥有神所给他们的一切。
But after receiving so many grace of God,
可是当他们领受了神这么多的恩典以后
，their heart toward God is still very hardened.
他们对于神的那颗心还是那么的僵硬。
They still disobey God.
他们还是 这样子的不不顺从神。
They still don't want to listen to God.
还是这样子的不听从神。
And of course, God is very sad.
所以神就非常的伤心。
But God want to give the people one more chance.
可是神还是要让他们再有一个机会。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 36.
我们看以斯结书第以西结书第三十六章
verse 26.
二十六节。
The book of Ezekiel 36:26.
以西结书三十六章。二十六节
36:26
三十六章二十四节
verse 26
二十四节我必从各对不起二十六节以西结书三十六章二十六节二十六节我也要赐给你们一颗心心将心灵放在你们里面又从你们的肉体中除掉石心赐给你们肉心
Here tell us God will give the people one more chance.
这里告诉我们，神要让这些人再有一个机会。
What will God do to them?
那么神要在他们身上做什么事情呢
？God will do a heart transplant.
那神在他们身上做一个这个心脏移植。
Of course, today medical terms, medical is very very advanced nowadays.
那今天这个医学是非常的发达的。
If your heart has problem,
如果我们的心有问题
，If the doctor cannot fix it.
如果医生医不了你
，And of course, doctor will say the last remedy is to change your heart.
那么医生说，那最后的方法就是要做这个心脏移植
，throw away your old heart and get a healthy heart and install into your heart, install into your body.
把这个旧的心拿掉，然后再换一颗新的心在里面。
But 2,000 years ago.
可是在两千年前
，2,500 years ago.
在两千五百年前
，God suggests to the people.
神这样子对他的选民说
If you want to change your life,
如果你要你的生命有所改变
If you want to change your future,
如果你要对你的将来有所改变
There's one thing you have to change
那有一样事情是必须要改变的
Not to change your house
不是把你的房子改变
Not to give you more money
不是把更多的钱给你
Not to give you education
并不是把你再教育
God said, if you want to change, you must change your heart
那神说如果你要改变就必须要改变你的心
Because the Bible tells us
因为圣经告诉我们
Everything comes from the heart
因为所有发生的一切都是从心发出来的
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs
我们看箴言
Chapter 4
箴言第四章
Verse 23
箴言第四章第二十三节
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23
箴言第四章第二十三节箴言四章二十三
Please read
对不起二十三节你要保守你心胜过保守一切因为一生的果效是由心发出
Here the Bible tells you to keep your heart
这里圣经告诉我们要保守我们的心
Why you have to keep your heart
为什么你需要保守你的心呢
Because the heart is the wellspring of life The heart is the wellspring of life 一生的果效是由心发出的、
对不起因为这个心是我们一生的果效
This means everything comes from your heart
就是说因为我们所有的事情都是由心发出来的
Why you're here today
为什么今天你会坐在这里
Because this morning your heart tells you Today is Sabbath, you have to go to church
因为你的心告诉你今天是安息日你必须要去教会
You have to worship God
你要去敬拜神
So everything, all your action and all your consequences comes from your heart
所以你的所有的动作你所有一切的后果都是因为有你的心发出来的
So if you want to have a different future
如果你要有一个不同的将来
You start from right here
我们就必须要从这里开始
But when God tried to deal with the people
所以当神要处理这些人的时候
To help the Israelites
要帮助这些以色列人
What's the first step?
那第一步要做的是什么呢
Let's turn back to Ezekiel 36:26
我们再回去看以西结书三十六章二十六节
verse 36 chapter 36 verse 36
以西结书三十六章三十六节
chapter 36 verse 26
对不起是二十六节
here said the first step is to remove the heart of stone
这里告诉我们要把石心除掉
that is the first step
这就是第一步
just like any heart transplant
就好像所有的心脏移植一样
the first step you do is to remove the heart which is not functioning or remove the heart which is sick
那第一步就是要把那个已经不能够工作或者是已经生病的心拿走
Now, spiritually speaking, some people may be sick
那从属灵的角度来看有些人他们是真的是生病了
Why they are sick?
为什么他们是生病呢
Is their heart is too hardened
因为他们的心是实在太僵硬了。
Just like the people Israelites.
就好像这些以色列人。
No matter what God done to them.
无论神在他们身上做了什么事情。
They have no feeling to it.
他们都毫无感觉。
So now let's think about this question.
先让我们想一下这个问题。
Why sometimes a person's heart will be so hardened?
为什么有些时候一个人的心是可以这么的硬呢
？When a person was born, when he was or she was a baby or as a kid, their heart is not that hardened.
那当一个人刚生出来是一个婴孩，他们的心并不是这么的硬。
But when we grow older,
可是当我们年纪渐渐长大
，and then our mindset is more fixed.
那我们的思想就开始固定下来。
Or when we achieve a certain status and position,
当我们在生活上的这成就到了某种程度以后
，Sometimes our heart toward God is quite hardened.
有时候我们对于神的那颗心就开始硬了。
For example,
比如说
，In the Old Testament, record an incident that the people of Israelites have to leave Egypt.
那在旧约这里有记载，以色列人他们必须要离开埃及。
But Pharaoh didn't allow them to go.
可是法老王却不愿意让他们离开。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
我们看这个出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 4,
第十章
verse 21,
二十一节。
Exodus chapter 4, verse 21,
出埃及记第十章第二十一节。出埃及记四章二十一节，耶和华对摩西说：“你回到埃及的时候，要留意我将我指示你的一切奇事行在法老面前，但我要使他的心刚硬，他必不容百姓去。”
God chose Moses to bring the people out of Egypt.
神拣选了摩西要把以色列人带离开埃及。
But God already told Moses that this job is not going to be easy.
可是神也同时也告诉摩西这个工作不是一个容易的工作。
Why?
为什么呢
？God said because I will harden the heart of Pharaoh.
为什么呢？因为神说我要使他的心刚硬。
That means they will not allow you to come out.
就是说他是不会让这些人出去的离开的。
Then sometimes when we read this, we think, why would God harden the heart of Pharaoh?
有时候我们读到这里，我们心里面会想，为什么神要让法老的心刚硬呢
？Why God want to make Moses' job more difficult?
为什么神要让摩西的工作特别困难呢
？Isn't it easier that God make Pharaoh's heart soften and then just let them go without any problems?
那如果神让这个法老的心软下来，然后让以色列人离开，那不是让摩西的工作更加容易吗
？And of course, God can do that.
当然，神是可以这样子做。
But if you look deeper, why God will harden the heart of Pharaoh?
但是如果我们深入的去看，为什么神要让法老的心刚硬呢
？In the Bible here, it said God hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
那在圣经这里记载，神使法老的心刚硬。
If you look at the fine print or the supplement. Explanation or interpretation. In other version, or you can put it that way, that God allowed his heart to be hardened.
如果我们看中文的这个圣经的小字，或者有些其他圣经的一些注意或者解释，这里说是神任凭法老的心刚硬。
Why would that God allow him to be hardened?
为什么神任凭他的心刚硬呢
？Because Pharaoh's heart is already very hard.
因为法老的心本来已经刚硬了。
Without God's intervention, already Pharaoh never let the people go.
即使没有神的介入他就是法老王的心还是那么的刚硬，不会让以色列人离开的。
Because the people of Israelites, they are millions of free labor.
因为对于他们法老来说，这些以色列人就是成千上万这些免费的奴隶。
They can help Pharaoh to build houses, build pyramid, build everything for free.
这些人都可以免费的帮法老王去盖房子，盖这个金字塔。
And Pharaoh didn't believe in God.
而且法老也是不相信神的。
Because in Egyptian culture, Pharaoh himself is a god.
因为在埃及人的思想里面，法老王他本身就是代表神。
So Pharaoh's heart already very hard.
所以法老王的心就是已经刚硬了。
So God just let him to be continue to be hard.
所以神只是让他继续的去刚硬。
And even make him even harder.
甚至让他的心更加的刚硬。
So that God would use plague and mighty miracle to strike the land of Egypt to manifest God's glory.
使到神可以用这个十样灾疫 行在埃及地上，让神后来得到更大的荣耀。
So this concept is very important.
所以这样子的一个思想是非常重要的。
To some people that they don't want to repent.
对于那些不要悔改的人
，God can let them be hardened and even make them even harder.
神会让他们任凭他们继续刚硬，甚至会让他们的心更加刚硬。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 81.
我们看诗篇第八十一篇。
81 verse 11 and 12.
诗篇八十一篇十一和十二节。
Psalm 81 verse 11 and 12.
诗篇八十一篇第十一十二节，十一节。无奈我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我。
Verse 12.
第十二节，我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。
Now this is not talking about Pharaoh.
这里并不是提到法老王。
He's talking about the people of Israel.
这里是提到以色列人。
The children of God.
就是神的子民。
God said, I can do nothing.
这里神
They don't want to hear me.
这里神说无奈我他们都不听我的话。
Just like when a child grows up being rebellious and he doesn't listen to you anymore, what can you do?
就好像现在如果我们的孩子长大他们叛逆不听我们的话，那我们真的是感觉很无奈。
You cannot bind them up or use a stick to beat them just like a child, right?
也不能够好像小时候那样把他绑起来，然后拿这个藤条去打他。
They're grown up already.
因为他们现在已经长大成人。
They have their own thinking.
他们有自己的思想。
They want to go their own way.
他们要去行他们自己认为对的事情。
Then God said, "Okay, I just let them to be hardened."
所以这里神说，我便任凭他们心里刚硬。
So this is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的思想。
If your heart does not respect God.
如果我们的心是不尊敬神的
，If your heart doesn't want to receive God，
如果我们的心是不愿意接受神的
，If your heart is already very hardened，
而且心也非常的刚硬
，God can let your heart to be continued to be hardened。
那神会任凭你的心继续刚硬。
And the end, what will be the end？
那结果是什么呢
？The end is you cannot be saved。
结果就是不能够得救。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2。
我们看帖撒罗尼迦后书第。二章
Second Thessalonians chapter 2
帖撒罗尼迦后书的第二章
Verse 10
第十节
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十节第十节并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈因他们不领受 不领受爱真理的心使使他们得救。
Verse 11，
第十一节，故此神就给他们一颗生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。
Verse 12，
第十二节，使一切不信真理、倒喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
Here tells us that if a person doesn't love them, have the heart to love the truth.
这里告诉我们，如果一个人他们是不领受爱真理的。
If you love the truth, you will be safe.
如果我们爱真理，我们将会得救。
But if your heart doesn't love the truth,
如果我们的心是不爱真理的
，then God will give you a heart of loving the deceit or an error.
那神就会让你有一颗生发错误的心。
And then you will be listening to all the lies.
就会去信从一切的虚谎一些谎话。
So we can see how serious, how dreadful of the end if our heart today is still very hardened.
所以我们这里可以看到，如果今天我们的心还是那么的刚硬，那它的后果是那么的严重。
It is not a very small mistake，
并不是一个小小的错误。
When Jesus was on earth，
当耶稣基督在世上的时候
，He come across many many people， their heart is very hardened。
主耶稣也遇到很多心里刚硬的人。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3。
我们看马可福音第三章。
Mark chapter 3。
马可福音第三章
Mark chapter 3 verse 5
第五节马可福音第三章第五节马可福音三章五节耶稣入目周围看他们忧愁他们的心刚硬就对那人说伸出手来他把手一伸手就服了原
Here it tells us that Lord Jesus Christ when he wasDuring one Sabbath, he healed a person; his arm was shriveled.
这里记载了，在一个安息日，主耶稣医治了一个手枯干的人。
But Jesus also was very angry.
那同时在当时，主耶稣也非常的生气。
And also very worried.
而且也非常的忧伤。
Jesus came is to save the mankind.
主耶稣来是要 拯救世人。
The first group that people that Jesus want to save is the Jewish.
那主耶稣所要拯救的第一群人就是这些犹太人。
Because they were the chosen people.
因为他们是神的选民。
But they don't want to listen.
可是他们却选择不要听从。
Even Jesus performed a lot of miracles.
虽然主耶稣在他们当中行了很多神迹。
They still don't want to listen.
他们还是不愿意听。
Their heart is just like a stone.
他们的心就好像一颗石头那样。
So Jesus is very angry.
所以主耶稣非常的生气
Jesus also very sad.
而且也非常的忧伤
Sometimes we have our own children.
有时候我们自己的儿女
If you fail to influence your children, if your children is very stubborn,
如果我们不能够去影响我们的儿女因为他们实在是太过固执
I think you feel very sad too.
我相信你会觉得非常的伤心
Why I talk so many times you don't change?
为什么我告诉你这么多次你还是不愿意听呢
Why I discipline you so many times you don't change?
为什么我教训你这么多次你还是不愿意听呢
Why I love you so much you don't change?
为什么我爱你这么多你还是不改变呢
Because the children's heart is very hard.
因为那个心实在是太过刚硬了
Why? But why? What will make it hard?
那什么事情让这个心那么刚硬呢
Sin can make it hard.
因为罪能够让心刚硬
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
我们看希伯来书第三章
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章
Verse 12.
第十二节
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12.
希伯来书第三章第十二节希伯来书三章十二节弟兄们你们要谨慎免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心把永生神离弃了
Verse 13
第十三节总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬了
Verse 13 tells us if a person the heart is deceived by sin he'll be very hard
第这里告诉我们如果我们的心被罪迷惑了我们的心里就会刚硬
If your heart is just like stone you'll never receive the grace of Lord Jesus Christ
如果我们的心就好像一颗石头那样我们是不能够从主耶稣基督那里领受恩典的
So that's why we want to make sure our heart is not very hard
所以我们必须要确保我们的心并不是刚硬的
We have to respond to God
我们要对神有所回应
There was a sister
有一位姐妹
She's a member for a long time
她是一位很久的信徒
，But her husband is not a believer.
可是她的丈夫却不是信徒。
Her husband is a medical professor.
她的丈夫是一个医学博士
，very smart brain.
是非常聪明的人
，do a lot of research helping people.
也做了很多研究帮助了很多人。
But he don't see there's a need of believing in God.
可是他却不认为相信神是需要的必要的
but he allowed his wife and the children to go to church
可是他还是让他的妻子还有他的儿女去教会
but his heart is very hard
可是他的心却非常的刚硬
sometimes we think that maybe a miracle can change the person
有时我们会想可能一个神迹能够让这个人改变
but it's not the case sometimes
可是有时候却也不是这样子
even though you see some miracle or special thing happen you may not believe
甚至虽然看到神迹或者特别的事情发生，还是不相信。
One day the children ask him，
有一天他的儿女问他
，Until what happened you believe in Jesus？
问他有什么事情发生能够让你相信耶稣基督呢
？And then he just joke around。
那他就就是
开玩笑
这样子说。
Okay, even day I have cancer, I'll believe in Jesus。
如果我有这个癌症，我就会相信耶稣基督。
The children come and say, "Don't say this, Daddy. You know, don't joke about this."
那么他的儿女对他说，爸爸，你不要这样子来开这个玩笑。
He thinks I'm just saying whatever I want to say。
那他说，我只是想说心里面的话而已。
A few months later, it turned out that he really had cancer。
那过了几个月以后，真的他发现他有癌症。
He got what he wished。
他得到了他所希望得到的东西。
But he still doesn't want to come to believe in Jesus.
可是还是不愿意来相信耶稣基督。
Why? Because his heart is still like a stone.
为什么呢？因为他的心是像石头那样的刚硬。
In the past, I also heard a testimony. In the past, I also heard a testimony.
在过去我也听了一些见证。
Many years ago,
听了一个见证，很多年前。
In Taiwan, there was a village.
在台湾在一个乡村里面
There was one young man is possessed by the evil spirit.
有一个年轻人被鬼附上了
It's very terrible, very miserable.
是非常的可怜
He was bound by chains, naked, running around.
赤身露体跑来跑去而且也被这个铁链锁住
Nobody can help him.
没有人可以帮助他。
No doctor can heal him.
也没有医生可以医治他。
Even the family deserted him.
即使是他自己的家人也离弃他。
And one day our truth preached to the village, our church preached to the village.
有一天我们的教会把真理传入这个乡村里面。
And the villager was saying, the villagers were saying.
那些村民他们这样子说
，If this man can be healed, our whole village will believe in Jesus.
如果这个人他能够被医治，那我们整个村里面的人都会去相信耶稣。
Really, our church bringing our church brother and sister help to pray, help that brother, help that demon possessed to pray.
那我们的弟兄教会的弟兄姐妹们就为这个被鬼附的人祷告。
Cast out the demon of him.
在从他身上把魔鬼赶走。
He really became a normal person.
后来他真的成为了一个正常人。
But did the villager come to believe?
可是那些村民他们是否真的后来有来相信呢
？No, they didn't.
答案是没有。
That means if your heart is very hard.
所以在这里我们可以看到，如果我们的心是刚硬的
，Even though you see miracles,
虽然你会看到神迹
，But cannot change you.
还是不能够把你改变。
But why sometimes a person is very hard? The heart is very hardened.
为什么有时候有些人他们的心是那么的刚硬呢
？You have a sin can make your heart very hardened.
所以这里告诉我们罪能够让我们的心变成刚硬。
If your heart become hardened,
如果我们的心刚硬起来
，Even though at the beginning you will believe,
很可能开始的时候是相信的
，And then later you doubt.
可是后来却开始疑惑
，And then later you have disbelief.
然后后来又开始不信了
，And then you forsake about God.
然后就把神离弃
，And then they'll be very sad.
那这是非常可悲的事情。
So that's why God wants to do an operation on us.
所以神要在我们的身上施行这个手术。
If your heart is very hardened,
如果我们的心真的是刚硬的
，You have to ask yourself.
我们要这样子质问
，Do you want to change?
你要改变吗
？If you want to change,
如果要改变
，You yourself cannot change it.
你自己本身是不能够改变的。
You need somebody to help you to change it.
你需要。别人来帮助你改变
，and that help can only come from God.
而这个帮助也只能够从神而来。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel.
我们再回去看以西结书
，chapter 36,
第三十六章
，verse 26,
二十六节。
Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
以西结书三十六章二十六节。
Please read.
二十六节，我也要赐给你们一个信心。将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。
Verse 27,
二十七节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
God said, I will change your heart.
这里神说我会改变你的心。
To remove the heart of stone.
然后把这个实心除掉
，and install a new heart of flesh，
再赐给你一颗肉心
，and then from then on you will change completely。
从那时候开始呢，你将会完全的改变。
Hey, this is very interesting，
是一件非常有趣的事情。
Because 2,500 years ago， it really make out the possibility of changing the heart。
那在2500年前也能够有这个换心的事情发生。
But spiritually speaking。
从属灵的角度来看
，that can happen，
这是可以发生的。
But sometimes we ask，
有时候我们会这样子问
，physically changing the heart will affect your character。
那我们如果是在肉体上的心改变被移植了，是否会改变我们的性格呢
？I searched some information。
那我去做了一些查考。
Hey, sometimes the medical in terms of medical world is still a mystery that whether you have after you have heart transplant whether you change your character。
那在医学上来说是一个还是一个谜，就是说如果一个人如果他做了心脏移植以后，他的性格是否会改变
？Because some cases this indicate that after you receive after the patient receive heart transplant, his character is different totally.
因为有些案例就是当某些病人他们做了这个心脏移植以后，他们的性格真的是有所改变。
In the ancient time, people believe that you use the heart to think.
那么在古时候人们是这样子的相信，我们是用我们的心来去思考的。
But the past 100-200 years, we believe that we use the brain to think.
可是在过去几十年里面，我们却发现原来我们是用我们的脑去思考的。
But there are some cases in the medical journal.
可是在一些医学的报告里面
after a person received heart transplant, the character suddenly changed.
他们会发现当一些人他们做了这个心脏移植以后、啊、他们的、啊、性格行为也改变了。
There was a 60 years old man in China.
在中国有一位、60岁的、人
病人、啊、
病人
He received a heart transplant.
他接受了这个心脏移植。
And that new heart come from a young guy, 20 years old.
那他这个被移植的心是从一个20岁的年轻人 那里得到的。
After he received this new heart transplant, his character totally changed, like a young person.
当他做了这个心脏移植以后，他整个性格改变了，他好像变成一个年轻人一样。
He's very impulsive.
他变得非常的冲动。
He likes to eat snack, like a young children eating chips.
他好像年轻人那样喜欢吃这些零食。
Suddenly like watching boxing and football and all that.
也开始喜欢看这些拳击赛、足球赛。
He looks so young and energetic.
而且变得非常的有活力，好像一个年轻人一样。
Like a young man.
就好像一个年轻人一样。
Very interesting.
是很有趣的事情。
Whether it still have the effect of changing a person's character.
所以、是否是因为这样子会改变一个人的性格
But we are not talking about physically.
可是现在我们不是在谈这个肉体上的心
But the Bible tell you,
可是圣经告诉我们
You don't need a heart transplant physically to change your character.
你不需要要做这个、肉体上的心脏移植来改变你的行为、
性格 You know, we know that character of a person is most difficult to change.
我们知道一个人的性格是最难去被改变的。
But who can change it?
可是谁能够改变呢
？Only God can help you to change it.
唯有神能够改变性格。
God can remove the heart of stone and give you the heart of flesh.
神能够把这个石心除掉，然后换上一颗肉心。
And how can God do that?
那神如何能够做到这一点呢
？Verse 27,
二十七节。
I will put my spirit in you.
这里神说，我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
And you will follow my commandments.
使你们顺从我的律例
，and also my decrees，
谨守遵行我的典章。
So the key of this change of heart is the Holy Spirit。
所以这个改变我们的心的主要的成分就是圣灵。
If you want to change yourself, no matter how hard you can try, it's not going to be successful。
如果我们要自己改变，无论我们下多少的努力，还是不会成功的。
For example, the people use drugs。
比如说那些吸毒的人
，You send them to the rehab.
我们把他们放到这个戒毒中心。
Well, they may quit it for a few years.
他们很可能会戒毒几年。
But after a few years, it's come back.
可是几年以后，他们还是会回去用这个滥用毒品。
If you have depression.
如果有些人他们有这个忧郁症
，You send them to the mental hospital.
我们把他送到这个精神医院里面去。
The therapy or give them drugs.
接受治疗
settle down the heart.
接受治疗或者是吃一些药物让他们的心能够 安稳下来
But after a few years, the problem can always come back.
可是几年以后这些问题也可能会重新再回来
Because all this problem of human life come from the heart.
因为这些我们人生的所有的问题都是由心发出来的
if you don't solve the problem from the root, from the heart.
如果我们没有从根本上去解决问题就是从我们的心里面解决问题。
Your problem will always come back.
那这些问题会不断的会回来，重复回来。
But God suggests a very, very good solution.
可是这里神却给了我们一个非常好的解决方法。
In the New Testament time,
在旧约时代，
新约时
代。对不起，在新约时代。
God will send His Spirit into our heart.
神会把这个圣灵放在我们的心里面。
Totally change our thinking.
然后让我们的思想完全的改变
，totally change our character，
让我们的性格完全改变
，so that we can follow His will，
让我们能够去跟随他的旨意。
Let's look at one example。
我们看一个例子。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9。
我们看路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9。
路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Mark. Sorry, Mark chapter 3 first.
对不起，我们先看马可福音第三章。
Mark chapter 3。
我们先看马可福音第三章。
Verse 17。
第十七节。
Mark chapter 3, verse 17。
马可福音第三章第十七节。十七节，还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这两个人起名叫班尼奇，就是 雷子的意思。
Here tell us Jesus have chosen the 12 disciples.
这里告诉我们耶稣他主耶稣他啊拣选了十二门徒。
And then among the 12 there was a pair of brothers, it's James and John.
那在这十二门徒里面就有一对兄弟，他们就是雅各和约翰。
And they have another name.
他们有别的名字。
Jesus gave these two brothers, these two siblings a nickname, you can say.
这里我们可以说，主耶稣为这两位兄弟给了一个别名。
It's called Barnabas, which means sons of thunder.
就是叫巴尼奇就是雷子的意思。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢
？The character, the personality, just like thunder.
因为他们的性格就好像这个雷那样。
Yesterday night, from afternoon, right? So much thunder going on in the city.
昨天中午在我们的这个城市里面都有发生了很多这些闪电闪雷的事情。
And then suddenly you see the thunder blow, wow, you get scared.
有时候我们听到雷声，我们都会害怕。
Some people the character just like thunder.
有些人他们的性格就好像这些雷一样。
Maybe they go back, they go to the workplace, they present very gentle, but when they go home, they're different.
很可能在工作场所或者在公众场所，他们是很和平的，可是回到家里面却完全不一样了。
Wow, they can suddenly they can blow up and throw their temper to their families.
很可能回到家里面就会向家人发脾气。
Now, this James and John when they were young, they were just like thunder and character.
那雅各和约翰他们是年轻人，他们的性格就好像这个雷子一样。
How can we know?
为什么我们怎么知道呢
？There was one example.
我们看一个例子。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章
Verse 51
五十一节
Chapter 9 verse 53、huh?
对不起路加福音第九章第五十三节
Luke chapter 9 verse 53
路加福音第九章第五十三节哪里的人不接待他因他面向耶路撒冷去
54
第五十四节他的门徒雅各约翰看见了就说主啊你要我们吩咐火从天上降下烧灭他们像以利亚所做的吗
Here tell us James and John suggest Jesus to do something to those who do not receive Jesus
这里我们看到雅各约翰他们向主耶稣建议对于那些不相信的人在身上做某些事情
They were Samaritan
这些人是撒玛利亚人
They don't like Jesus
他们不喜欢耶稣
Because Jesus was a Jew
因为耶稣他是一个犹太人
These two groups they never mix
犹太人跟撒玛利人他们是不来往的
So that's why they don't want to take Jesus and the disciples to their house
所以这些撒玛利人就不接待耶稣也不接待他的门徒到他们家里面去
And now James and John their temper just suddenly come up
在这里就看到雅各约翰他们那个脾气这样子就发出来了
We are preaching the gospel
我们在这里传福音
Jesus is the son of God
耶稣基督是神的儿子
You guys don't want to receive us
你们不愿意接待我们吗
Wow, they suggest to Jesus
所以他们就这样子向主耶稣做建议。
Can we pray fire come down from heaven to burn them all, kill them all?
让我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们。
Wow, they learn from Elijah, right?
他们从以利亚那里学习。
They think that every time if people don't do what you wish, you just burn them.
他们这样子的，他们的想法是，当有人不做我们要他们做的事情，就把他们烧掉。
But Jesus immediately rebuked them.
所以主耶稣即刻的就责备他们。
With verse 55.
五十五节
Wow, Jesus said, you don't know your heart.
耶稣转身责备两个门徒说你们的心如何你们并不知道
Your heart full of anger.
你的心是充满怒气
Full of bitterness.
你的心是充满苦毒
There's no need to be like that.
你们其实并不需要这样子
Jesus said, I come to save and not to destroy people.
五十六节人子来不是要灭人的生命是要救人的性命
So we can see the heart of John when he was young, it's just like thunder.
所以我们可以看到这个约翰当他还年轻的时候他的心就好像这个雷那样
But after he received the Holy Spirit
可是当他领受了圣灵以后
God changed his heart
神改变了他的心
When he was old when we read his letters
当他年老的时候我们看到他所写的书信
We can see a person totally changed
我们可以看到一个完全改变的人
Let's turn to 1 John
我们看约翰一书
Chapter 3
约翰一书第三章
verse 7
第七节
John chapter 1 John chapter 4 sorry 1 John chapter 4
对不起，是约翰一书啊第四章。
First John chapter four.
约翰一书第四章
，verse seven.
第七节。
First John chapter four, verse seven.
约翰一书第四章第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神。因为神就是爱。
John understand God.
这里约翰他明白神。
In his letter,
在他的书信里面
emphasize one thing.
他这样子强调一样事情。
God is love.
就是神就是爱。
God can accept sinners.
因为神能够接纳罪人。
God come to the world in flesh.
神以道对不起成神以肉身来到这个世上
is to save sinners.
就是要拯救罪人。
So God, the essence is love.
所以神的基本就是爱。
So today we have to practice love in among brothers and sisters.
所以今天我们要在弟兄姐妹当中彼此相爱。
So you can see in his old age, in his heart, there's no more thunder, no more fire.
所以我们可以看到，当他年老的时候，他的心里面就没有他的性格。就没有了这种雷的性格。
God totally changed his heart.
神完全的改变了他的心。
If you can imagine if your heart is like John.
如果我们试想一下，如果我们就好，我们的心好像约翰那样。
Full of flesh, full of love.
是
make of flesh.
我们的心是肉做的，而且充满爱的。
When you go home,
你回到家里面。
You will have a good relationship with your spouse.
我们就会跟自己的另一半有一个良好的关系。
Because who doesn't like a person full of love?
那有谁不喜欢一个充满爱心的人呢？
If your heart is very, very soft,
如果我们的心是非常的柔软，
very kind and loving,
是非常的非常的充满爱心，而且非常的
仁慈。People will like you.
别人将会喜欢你。
You have peace in your heart.
你心里面也会充满平安。
Why sometimes you have not peaceful?
为什么我们有时候心里面不平安呢？
Because your heart is not made of flesh, not have the peace.
因为我们的心不是由肉做的，而且心里面没有平安。
Our heart is very hard. We want to fight. We want to debate. We want to oppose.
我们的心非常的刚硬，我们要去争论，我们要去跟人家辩论。
We want to revenge.
我们要报复。
So that's why we suffer.
所以这样子就让我们自己会受伤了。
But John, now he has a heart of love.
可是现在约翰他有这个爱，有爱的心。
So we can feel it. The people around him can feel it.
所以他周遭的人都能够感觉到。
So God can make a change.
所以神是能够改变我们的心的。
Just like Paul.
就好像保罗。
Before his heart was so hardened.
在之前保罗的心是一个非常刚硬的人。
He persecuted Christian.
他逼迫基督徒。
Nobody can convince him to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
也没有人能够改变他来相信耶稣基督。
But God look at him. But God look at him.
但是让神看到他。
God know that even though he's so stubborn, but actually his heart loved the truth.
那神看到，虽然他是多么固执的人，可是他的心是一个渴慕真理的人。
So God have chosen him.
所以神拣选他。
Give him the Holy Spirit.
神。让他得到圣灵。
The day he received Holy Spirit,
从那一天他得到圣灵那一天
，his heart totally changed.
他的心完全的改变。
From persecuting Christian to preaching Christianity,
从一个逼迫基督徒的人成为一个传扬基督的人。
From opposing Lord Jesus Christ,
从一个反对基督耶稣基督的人
，become the slave of Lord Jesus Christ,
成为了耶稣基督的奴仆。
And to preach Lord Jesus Christ wherever he goes.
而且无论到哪一个地方都去传扬耶稣基督。
So this is a dramatic change.
所以这是一个非常彻底的改变。
So what does it mean for us today?
所以这对我们来说是有什么意义呢
？If today you are not very happy about your current situation.
如果今天你对于你所处的环境你觉得不满意
Sometimes it's not about the situation.
有时候并不是环境的问题
It's about your heart.
是因为你的心的问题
And your heart need to be changed.
那你的心就需要被改变
And God is the only factor that can help you to replace, change your heart.
也唯有神能够帮助你改变你的心
You give you the Holy Spirit.
你把自己先交给圣灵
Give you the truth.
对不起，他会赐给你圣灵，赐给你真理。
And then you will have a different aspect.
那你就会有一个不同的样式了。
Finally, let's read James.
我们最后看雅各书。
James chapter one.
雅各书第一章。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
James chapter 1 verse 21。
雅各书第一章第二十一节。二十一节，所以你们要脱去一切污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就能救你们灵魂的道。
Here tells us to remove all thiefiness and sin.
这里告诉我们要除去一切的误会。
With a gentle heart.
要存温柔的心。
And the word of God can start to grow.
使到神的道能够在里面成长。
If our heart is very hard, even though the more we listen, there's no use.
如果我们的心是非常刚硬的，即使我们听了很多也是没有用。
But if our heart is already soft and gentle.
如果我们的心是柔软的，是温柔的。
God's word will start to make a change in your life.
那神就可以在我们生命上做出改变。
May the Lord guide us.
愿神带领我们。
Let's sing hymn 163.